Hey, today we're going to kind of make a round robin visit around the region and do a little crop checking, see whose crops are the worst and whose are the best. And nobody's allowed to brag or complain. We'll just analyze a little bit. And first head out to Stutsman County, where NDSU Extension, Alicia Harsted. You've had a busy week this week, Alicia.
We had a bunch of different programs and things this week, but one that I was pretty excited about is we had a junior crop scout school on Tuesday. So that went pretty well. We had 17 kids that came out for that, so I was really excited that we were able to do that.
Now, what did you teach them?
Yeah, so we went through some crop staging. They also were able to go out and take some stand counts, and we did some weed ID, and we even touched a little bit on some corn and soybean diseases and insect issues as well, too. So they got a lot of different hands-on experience, and seemed like the things that were their favorite from the feedback that we got was taking the crop stand counts and then also the weed ID.
All right. Well, as you took them from field to field or around the area there, describe what you saw. How is there any part of Stutsman County where crops are kind of lagging behind, or are there any place where, they're doing okay?
Well, I feel like we've gotten just about every different kind of growing situation going on in Stutsman County. It wasn't this Monday, but it was the week before that Monday. We had a pretty strong storm that went through the area, and so that kind of sat right around along the interstate. So some areas, they got anywhere from about an inch along the interstate to about 10 inches. There were some places that got some really heavy rainfall that was south of Jamestown. But if you got north of the interstate, they didn't really get much of anything out of that storm. So that same storm, people experienced anything from getting no rain to almost localized flooding with some hail. So we have some crops around the county that they definitely are drought stressed, and then we have some that are doing all right, and then we have some that unfortunately got some hail and way too much rain.
Yeah, well, with all of those extremes, there must be a fair handful of people in the Goldilocks region there where everything was just right.
Yeah, so there are some crops that don't look too bad, but yeah, for the most part, it kind of seems like we got a little bit of everything, and in some areas, when we finally did get some of the rain, it almost came a little bit too late as well, too. But
that's, I kind of think, is the general consensus. Okay, yeah, thanks for the rain, dear Lord, but hey, too little, too late.
Because unfortunately, too, with some of those later rains, we're also seeing some late emergence with some of our crops. We were having uneven emergence as well, too. So some of our small grains are just starting to head out, but in that same field you have some that are just starting to tiller and some that are heading out. So it really makes it difficult too when you're trying to make some of those decisions with fungicide application, you know, whether you want to do it or not, and even timing.
And I know in the Marion area there were some people who just, we're going to pull the plug and replant after the frost, and then they got 10 mm-hmm. inches of rain. And that washed away. Replant on replant, huh?
So if even if it was an area, say the corn that didn't need the replant, some of that stuff still got the heavy rain and hail as well, too. So,
yeah, just seems like the 10, 12, 15 plagues of Egypt have visited the Dakotas and Minnesota this year. Just mm-hmm. unbelievable. As we look through the end of June here into early July, what other field days or activities do you have planned for the folks?
Well, our next big event here in Stutsman County is in 2 weeks we'll have the Stutsman County Fair. So our office is getting ramped up to get ready for that with our livestock shows and the static judging and the whole nine yards.
All the 4-H kids are anything in particular this year that's you got more rabbits or more goats or more steers?
Well, we have really strong 4-H participation, and last year with COVID, we still were able to do our livestock shows, and we did do our static judging as well too. It wasn't during the actual fair because the fair was canceled, But I think we're just going to have more participation this year, just because we're kind of back to normal. So, which is really nice and encouraging.
Yeah, whatever normal was, let's seek it again, huh? Get out there and
yes.
mingle and have a good time. All righty. The dates for the Stutzman County Fair and 4-H Achievement Days are?
Yeah, well, it's the last week of June, so I can't even remember what the Monday is. I think it might be June 28th, maybe.
Good guess.
July 3rd is that Saturday, I believe. So that will be our date.
You guessed correctly. I'm just looking at the calendar in the studio here. Monday the 28th, Saturday the 23rd of July. But isn't that amazing? 4th of July on a weekend this year, and just crazy. All righty.
Yep.
Thank you very much for the update and the visit. Anything else to report as far as crop challenges or issues?
No, I think that's about it.
All righty. Well, and haven't discovered any new cases of Palmer amaranth around the region so far?
No, we have not. But, you know, the last couple of years when we usually find Palmer, it's typically late season. Or later, or early fall time, I should say, you know, that August, September time, once the seed heads really start coming out. But now, I mean, it's a good thing that you brought that up. I mean, now is a good time to be scouting for that. Because if you can catch it early, and if you can get it identified early, it's always better to try to get it controlled earlier rather than later, and try to prevent some of that seed production.
For sure. Stay vigilant. That's the, as you taught everybody, bad news is we're finding it, but the good news is we're finding it.
Exactly, yep. Because if you don't know you have it, it's one of those problems that if you don't realize you have it, then all of a sudden you do, and you don't manage for it, it can really explode in just, you know, 2 or 3 years. So.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Alicia, have a great weekend. Thank you very much for the visit, and we'll check in with you later.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alicia Harsted, NDSU Extension, Stutzman County.